guess. No.
Right.
So, but yeah, we're starting to get back on a regular schedule.
Right.
Which is good.
I'm so glad that you are getting back on a regular schedule. I'm glad to be getting on a regular schedule myself, you know, getting out and around people. But I know COVID is still around and people are still wearing masks.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that are people who are sick or just getting over sickness because even the flu is already getting higher, you know, the number of people that are getting the flu. And I don't want it, and I'm glad they're wearing their mask. I'm okay with that, you know, so.
And you see that now. You see a lot more people wearing their mask. And I'm like, should I be wearing my mask? You know, I'm serious. I'd be like, I'd be seeing people, you know, with their mask on. I'm like, should I be wearing my, I don't know.
I know. I say the same thing. Yeah. Because we're not social distancing like we was either.
True.
So.
And we're. The good thing is we're more active.
Right.
We're more engaged.
That's true.
And so maybe I should start wearing my mask so I can continue to be more active and engaged.
I mean, right now it's not stopping us, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they're wearing their mask, especially if they're sick, you know. But, hey, people do what they feel is necessary for them, you know, for them to be healthy. And I just applaud people who don't want to get me sick. You know, you ever be around people before COVID and they're coughing, spreading germs everywhere, not even covering their mouth. So we're not seeing so much of that anymore. Praise God.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Praise God for that.
Thank you, Lord, for getting us through. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God is good.
Yeah.
He is good and worthy to be praised.
Yes, He is. Mm-mm-mm. He is.
Wow. So we have the Martin Luther King breakfast all set up and ready to go.
Yes.
And it's Monday.
It's right around the corner. It's this Monday. And, you know, we'll be, you know, people are there by 8:30. Breakfast starts at 9, but we, you know, we let people start to eat at 8:45.
Okay.
Just so we can make sure we get everybody through and, you know, keep the flow going. And, yeah, so the next event that the Peace and Freedom Committee will have is our Hats Off to You Ladies Luncheon. And then Shauna McNamara is the coordinator of that.
Right.
We are actually changing our location. We normally have it at the Knights of Columbus. But Kathleen reached out to us and asked us to come and look at the Tri Rivers Auditorium.
Okay.
And so Shauna and I went out and looked at it, and we had been to a couple events there in the past. And so we're going to have it there. If you are a nonprofit, then Tri Rivers will let you use their facilities that they have available at no charge. You just have to pay the janitorial fee
for it to be cleaned up.
Yeah,
okay.
Or not necessarily, but like the maintenance person, whoever stays in the building while we're there.
Oh, that's
because
we're bad.
it's on a Saturday, so someone has to actually we have to pay someone to come and be there. But it's a way for us to use some of our resources and our nonprofit status and save some money because we have a building now. So, you know, we got bills.
Yes.
We have bills. Yes. And it's a nice facility. It'll serve our needs. It's a little bit larger than what we've used up at the Knights of Columbus. And so maybe we'll be able to sell more tickets, you know, and get more of the ladies in the community to come.
Right.
So. Yeah, and then, you know, the Hats Off to You Luncheon, we recognize women in the community that have overcome obstacles in their life.
Yes.
And I always laugh when I say that because that's all of us, right?
Let's hope so, right?
Yeah, but, you know, these are women that have been brought to our attention by people in the community. Hey, this person has, you know, really turned their life around and doing some great things in our community.
Right.
And, you know, they're a great parent, they're a great worker, they're a great community member, those type of things. And then we also recognize the Madam C.J. Walker Award, and that goes to women in business, women that have their own business. So we usually give two awards out for that. And then the last award that we do is the Frankie Byrd Community Service Award. And that award goes to a woman that goes above and beyond in her community, supporting, volunteering, supplying everybody's needs. That goes to that individual. But this year we're doing something different. We're actually going to be, hope I say this right, we're going to be, businesses can sponsor a table, mm-hmm. and then they can decorate that table pertaining to their business.
Right.
So we'll be doing that to help generate some extra income coming in from that event. We'll have the silent auction at that event. And it's just a great event. Women get to, you know, dress up.
True.
And we get to love on each other.
Right.
You know, it's a come together event for women in our community, all women's, all races.
Yes.
And it's a good time, you know. We all need to be recognized mm-hmm. one way or another, and that's what I think a lot of our members come from this event.
Okay.
They'll be a guest or they'll attend the event, mm-hmm. and then the next thing you know, we get phone calls. Can you tell me more about what you guys do? Yes, I can't wait. When you want to get together? But yeah, so that's kind of how we get women. Like Teresa Lupke, she came to one of our lunches, and she joined, and she brings a lot. She brings a lot of her experience to the committee, and so. Everybody has their own niche that they kind of bring. And then Shauna McNamara, she came to one of our lunches, and I tell you, she became a member probably that next month. Mm-hmm. She was just like, I have to join you ladies.
Right.
I love this.
Right.
And you know, she has so much energy. And she's one of our top ticket sellers.
Okay.
Shauna, yeah, for our breakfast and luncheon, Shauna is one of our top ticket sellers. Yeah.
Wow, we're good.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Lane. Yes, I'm looking forward to that. Oh, and Juneteenth. We really have grown our Juneteenth celebrations as a community.
Right, right.
And I think what we have learned in the past is there's several organizations that do something for Juneteenth. So what we decided to do, we need to put all that information in one sheet or one forum. And
yes.
So after a couple Juneteenths we had, because everybody's like, well, what's going on? Well, who's
right.
doing this and
That's
who's
so
doing
true.
What? And so we kind of collaborated with other organizations in the community. What date, what are you doing and what dates?
Yes,
you know, the library, Black Heritage Council, Marian Minority Commission,
Voices,
Peace and Freedom, Voices. So we kind of people can kind of have a little calendar of snippet events that are going
That's
on
true.
In June for Juneteenth.
Yeah, because we were Marian Minority Commission. We were doing that, but now I guess we've come together with Marian Voices for the Juneteenth now. So,
And there's nothing wrong with collaboration.
No, it's not. No,
there
it's
is
not.
No, we got to think smarter, not harder.
Yes,
We've been beating ourselves up trying to get to where we're at today. And, you know, there's help out there.
Yes,
we don't have
is.
To carry the load.
True.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. I was thinking about that not too long ago. I ran across my pictures and the mayor was there. We had just named the street Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue.
That was
a big event for us.
It was, and it took a long time for that.
I never even thought about it.
Yeah.
And I was a part of it. It used to be Cass, C-A-S-S Avenue, my address, right?
Yeah.
So now it's like Martin Luther King Jr.
You can't,
Avenue.
You and can't I said, do the MLK Jr.? You
I do that. Do, oh, I okay. do that, and I'm thinking, you know, I was writing it out first, and I'm thinking, and I was a part of this,
mm-hmm.
to elongate my address, right? But I'm proud to have been a part of it.
And I'll say, one of my passions, talking about the West Side,
mm-hmm.
talking about that street, the Martin Luther King Street, Jr., Martin Luther King Jr. Street, I am going to run for city council again.
Are you? Okay.
And one of my passions has always been that park, the playground area.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful park.
Right.
But since I've been in the community, I would just love to see the playground area upgraded.
Yes.
You know, it's, I don't know if you've heard me talk about this before, but I feel like that playground area looks like a prison.
Mm.
And every time we have so many functions as a community at that park. Yes. You know, Logos uses that park. Yes. Families have reunions and celebrations in that, yes, park. Mays Temple uses that park. And I support all of those. But every time I go, I look over at that playground area. And I'm not talking about the swings. I'm talking about the wooden playground area. And every time I look at it, it just looks like a prison to me. And that's me personally. So my personal goal is I want to raise some money to get a playground in that area that suits the needs of the children in that area.
Well, I guess we're working on that together, because
partnership. On there you go. Yeah, you know, I'm passionate, yes, about that. Yes. I'm really passionate about
it. Well, it's so outdated, and it needs to be refurbished, yeah, or something new in,
yeah,
there. And
it's not censor friendly.
No, it's not.
There, I mean, it's not censor friendly, and I just think as a community, Marion, we can do better.
Yes,
we can do better.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I think so too. Yeah, yeah, one of my projects too. So
well keep
welcome
me in the loop about,
yeah,
that.
And you, me too.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You and me too.
Yeah,
because just had a meeting Monday night, and Christy Neff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was a part of that.
Okay.
Too. Okay. So,
yeah,
but the more the merrier. Maybe we can get something done this year.
Yeah, let's
possibly
raise,
you know,
some money. Let's,
yes,
raise some money.
Yes,
see,
absolutely,
if we can get somebody to match it.
Yes, good idea. So, you have anything in mind as far as a project to raise money for that?
Well, obviously, we have to start at the park. So
yes,
we have to do something
so
at the park.
So people can see it. Yes, mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, do something at the park. But yeah, I need to brainstorm about, you know, how we could raise some money and find somebody that can match it.
Yes.
You,
yes,
know?
I'm sure. I'm,
yeah,
sure. Wow.
Yeah,
God
good
is moving right along, isn't he?
He is.
He's
is
awesome.
Mm-hmm. He's a keeper.
He is awesome.
Yes,
yes,
he is.
I tell you. The only potentate that stays on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
He's to be highly exalted.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
I have had a good time with you and George this morning. Wow. It has been great. It really has been,
yeah,
great. I really look forward to it. Thank you for your support also.
Thank you.
And all of you who listen faithfully to A Voice of a People. I thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. When I said, I apologize to George because he said, he was coming in breathing hard. Am I supposed to be at 10 o'clock? He said, are you in the area? No, not till 10:15. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I apologize. And he went out there in the song, I apologize.
Oh,
he's great, isn't he?
Yes, he
he starts singing, play this harmonica.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. I saw he had his harmonica. That's what I missed. What did I miss?
Yeah, he's a great guest. Great, mm-hmm, guest. He was coming back from Florida during the storm we had.
Oh, wow.
He said they were about the only ones on the highway. I said, wow.
Well, they drove?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I said, he said, well, that's a great time to travel during Christmas Eve. I said, people was probably cold and in their houses.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people left early,
mm-hmm,
to go to their destinations.
Yeah,
you know,
they
a
did.
Lot of people just canceled because of the weather. And like I was saying earlier, I don't know what the rest of January is going to hold, mm-hmm, or February, but hopefully, we can skate through this without another snowstorm,
we're
right?
We're going to keep the faith.
Amen.
That's what we're going to do.
Amen.
I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but I'm going to keep the faith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Skate through another winter, mm-hmm, without a major snowstorm.
Yeah,
oh, gosh.
They say we're going to have one more.
One more.
And, yeah, they said that I read, I guess, the Almanac, whatever. There's two storms. We already had the one.
Right.
And then we're supposed to have one more. And then we should be okay. But
so, do you go by the Almanac? Is it pretty truthful? Or?
I think it's pretty accurate.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's pretty accurate.
Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah.
Still on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
I used to buy those every year. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time since I've had that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dana.
Yes, ma'am.
Give a shout out to the people again.
Thank you. Thank you, all the listeners. Thank you. Want me to thank our sponsors again? Oh, thank you. Yeah, I want to thank our sponsors for our Martin Luther King breakfast that will be on Monday, January 16th at the May Pavilion, and our program will be at the Palace Theater right after the breakfast. I want to thank Marion Crawford Prevention Programs with Judy Galloway. I want to thank OSUM. I want to thank Logos Christian Ministries, Marion Public Library, Ohio Health, Whirlpool, Mays Temple, Arbet Staffing. I also want to thank Annie Lenore. Annie got a table as well. And also the Weatherheads. Their children participate in the program. Okay. I want to thank them. And to all of the community that also supports the Peace and Freedom Committee and the MLK Breakfast, thank you guys.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for coming and sharing with us.
My pleasure.
Looking forward to that. And also the Hats Off event that you have for the ladies of Marion and surrounding communities. Yes. That is a great event, too. I really enjoy myself at that.
Thank you.
I really do. I like dressing up anyway, you know. Mm-hmm. So I know the hat I had last year, my sister said, and where'd you get that hat at? I'm thinking, I just threw it on at the last minute, didn't go with anything, you know, but that's all right. That's why I have my hat on.
Yeah, just be festive. And, you know, to me, that's when the new year starts, is in springtime when everything is budding up from the earth and, you know, growing and turning colors. And so it gives us an opportunity to celebrate new life.
Yes.
And it's right on time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because
yes,
it's typically the fourth Saturday in April.
Okay.
Is when it is, and so that's when spring is getting ready to bud its way through.
Right
so.
Around Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Right around
mm-hmm.
Easter.
Yeah.
Dana Booker, thank you so much for your time and
You're
your
welcome.
Energy and all you do for our community. We're really blessed to have you.
My pleasure.
And your energy and all that you're doing. We're not going to forget your dancing.
Oh, yeah, turn up the heat.
Turn up the heat.
Turn up the heat, yes.
Yes. So. Will that take place at the Women's Club as well?
It will take place at the Women's Club home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Well, alrighty. Those of you who have been listening to A Voice of a People today, thank you for your support. Thank you for just being there for us. We really appreciate it. And I also will thank my guest again, Dana Booker, and also George Kasotis. He's really off the chain. I really enjoyed him. So hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. If not, stay tuned for next week. And those of you who are getting ready for the Martin Luther King breakfast, maybe we'll see you there, right? Yes. Or for the competition part with the students and the choirs and all that we'll be singing. Really a great day, a great morning, a great opportunity to meet one another. Sometimes that's the only time we come together. Or you haven't seen a person, you know, in a year or so. But thank you once again for listening to A Voice of a People. My name is Linda Sims. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.